B'shem Kol Yisrael. So we will be learning the teachings of Rav Shlomo Karlach on our holy Parsha, Parashat Toldos, from the words, from the translation of Rabbi Shlomo Katz, who is an amazing, amazing Rebbe. We'll throw in some insights that we think of there too. But the Pasuk says, and these are the offspring of Yitzchak, Ela Toldat Yitzchak, the son of Avram. Avram begat Yitzchak. This is the offspring of Yitzchak. Avram gave birth to Yitzchak. And it seems a little repetitive. We already know that Avram gave birth to Yitzchak. We already were aware of that. Thank you very much, Torah. So all the Rebbes are trying to figure out, what is the Torah really trying to teach us? So Shlomo starts like this. I want you to know something very, very deep. Do you know what we need most? Before Mashiach is coming, we need shalom bayis. Gevalt, do we need peace in the home? So many houses are falling apart. Right? You know, it's not a coincidence that the world is struggling with this issue. And it already goes back to Bereshis. This is me talking a little bit. That this is this war between the sun and the moon. And now that the moon has been realigned, so to speak, and the women's place, Baruch Hashem, has risen, I think we as a society, which is just so much more complex than in the past, is really struggling with this issue. And I also think it has to do with our lack of identity. You know, when you go to a place where everyone knows exactly who you are and what your role is and what's the purpose of life, it's simpler. And shalom bayis is our one of our biggest tikkunim in this generation, and that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. It's mamish, a beautiful challenge. So how do we get there? What is the root of all this? Rav Shlomo asks. If I ask a husband, do you know your wife? Yeah, I know her. Their marriage is on the way out. But then there are some people who, when you ask them if they know their wife, they say, she is so holy, I have no idea who she is. Gevalt. Let me just translate Rav Shlomo into modern language for those not yet familiar with Rav Shlomo's way of thinking. Rav Shlomo is not saying that you shouldn't get to know your wife. Of course you should get to know your wife. That's a given. What Rav Shlomo is saying is that human beings are much more than bodies. We are souls. And souls are infinite. And souls and brains are complex. We ourselves know how complex we are, constantly changing from day to day, hopefully. And so we know that nobody could really understand us completely. And so for us to go in and think we know our wives or we know our husbands is ridiculous. And it almost limits them to a body. But if we think of them as souls, as amazing souls, then that's just so much powerful, so much more powerful, and leaves so much more magic and dynamism that's possible within the relationship. So I think what Rav Shlomo is saying here is so profoundly deep, and perhaps that speaks to why I think a lot of marriages in the more secular world are struggling, because, you know, ultimately, if we're just bodies getting to know each other, then, yeah, I know you, I know you, I know you, in the materialist way of looking at things, and there's nothing that amazing. You're just a bunch of bodies meeting each other. But if we have a spiritual way of looking at things, and we're all so divine, then every interaction we have with everyone, especially our wife, is so much more powerful. So, Eitz Hadas, in Rav Shlomo language, means feeling like you know someone in a very brainy, intellectual way. And Eitz HaChaim is to be blown away by the beyondness of someone. So getting back into Rav Shlomo. You know what Avram Avinu brought down to the world? When the three angels appear, they ask Avram, where is Sarah, your wife? Ayes Sara Ishtacha. But they were really asking Avram Avinu, do you know who she is? Do you know how holy your wife is? Avram Avinu answers in the holiest way. Hinei ba'ohel. I haven't the faintest idea who she is. She's hiding in the tent. I haven't the faintest idea. I mamish have no idea. Now it says, okay, so that was already a gevalt. You know, this little simple interruption, which, like the angels who should know everything, where's Sarah? Oh, she's in the tent. Rashi says, oh, to show how, to point out how tsanua Sarah was. So Rav Shlomo taking it a step further, saying, really, Avraham Avinu is saying she's beyond anything I can understand. And I actually think that's related to Tzniut, because Tzniut is saying, I'm not going to reveal my body because my soul is so much infinitely deeper than that. And it's really letting the soul shine. So I often think Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki Rashi and Rav Shlomo are very related, and Rav Shlomo is taking Rashi to the next level. But that's my perish. Any case, bringing it back to our Pasha. Now it says, Eile told Yitzchak ben Avraham. Avram holid Yitzchak. These are the chronicles of Yitzchak, the son of Avram. Avram gave birth to Yitzchak. Bereishis 25:19. Here the Torah is telling us the greatest secret in the world. When you ask Avram Avinu, do you know who Yitzchak is? He says, the only thing that I can tell you is that I'm his father. I have no idea who he is. Then it says, Eile told us Yitzchak ben Avram. These are the generations of Yitzchak, the son of Avram. When you ask Yitzchak, do you know your father Avram? Yitzchak says, I can tell you he's my father, but who he is beyond me. It's beyond me. So Shlomo is taking the same principle. The only thing they knew about each other is that they're their father, they're their son. But to pretend that they understood each other in the deepest way, they knew that, no, they're much more beyond. And I think this is a really powerful lesson, especially for fathers. Because, you know, it would probably be tempting if you're the father of someone, you've seen them grow up, you've seen their whole life, and you feel like, yeah, you know your kid. And a little bit you do. But Rav Shlomo is teaching us, you can really never really know someone. They're just so deep and beyond. Our souls are so complex. So that was the humility that Rav Shlomo says Avraham and Yitzchak approach each other with. Which is amazing also. Of course, everything Rav Shlomo says is shaped. He immersed himself in the Hasidic and Kabbalistic world. So it makes a lot of sense to connect them. And Avram represents the Midah of Chesed. Yitzchak represents the ultimate Midah of Gvura. And these are like kind of opposite things, but they both need each other and are extremely powerful. So here they don't claim to know each other. You know, friends, the essence of Yiddishkeit is the beyondness of everything, the heavenliness of everything. It's always so much deeper than what we think. So much deeper. Gevalt. I just say that this is probably one of the foundational stones of Rav Shlomo's philosophy, and what, you know, distinguishes his way of looking at life from others, and I would say, of course, drawing on Chassidus again. Chassidus takes every pasuk in Torah and says, wow, it's so deep, it's so beyond. Let's go delve over and over and over into it and find new layers. And that's what makes learning with a Chassidic perspective so much fun. And that's also what Rav Shlomo is applying now to people. Because people are also so deep. And that's why our interactions with people could be so much fun if we don't go in expecting to know everything about them. And in a way that's easy with like a stranger, but with your wife, your family, it seems more challenging. But Shlomo's reminding us, we have to have that attitude with everyone. And it seems like life will be so much more fun if you really come in with eyes wide open every single time. Personally, what I'm thinking about is my tours, because I'm given the same tours sometimes 2, 3, 4 times a day, and it seems a little bit repetitive, and it almost feels like each group it's the same idea. I get a vibe for them, and I read this Torah this morning. And I really tried to open my eyes and view every time even if I'm saying basically the same speech, to a whole new group, whole new people. And it was like magic. They actually were so different. Both groups, each unique and so different than any other group I've ever had. Unique questions, unique energies. And I think it starts out with coming in with that, like, Gevalt, I don't know who you are. I'd love to get to know you and find the divine spark within you, type of attitude that Rav Shlomo brought to the world. This is what the Torah Shel Baal Peh is all about. Here, I'm sitting and learning Tosos, and I think I understand what I just learned, but then I realize it's so much deeper. Everything I'm learning, everything I know, it's so much deeper. So much deeper. Gvalt Shlomo, of course, learned Mamish day and night for years and years and years, over 10 years, until 27. He was totally steeped, you know, in Torah. And he would find, he used to say that every single time you open up the Gemara, it has to be like the first time. That's what his Rebbe Rav Shlomo Hyman taught him. And this is actually what I experience every time I open up the Chumash. No matter how many times I learn it, it's always new and fresh. New energy, new people, new ways of looking at things. It's really true. I remember one summer, I was studying in Naharia, right after the army. And me and my Chavruta would learn the same Gemara, the fifth parak of Brachos, every night. And we'd always do a review from the beginning before we went on to the next step. So we basically had it known Baal Peh by the end of the summer. And it was the most amazing learning we ever did. We always had new questions, always had new insights, always had new ideas. It never got stale. And I think this is a way of learning that we need to renew in the world, because so many people just want to cover ground. And that's cute and sweet. But I find it so deep when you go back and back and back and keep seeing new angles. That's what you do when you learn Gemara Be'iyun. You kind of are forced to reanalyze and break your head to find the pshat in the Gemara. And it's really an amazing experience for anyone who's had the chance to taste it. So please God, my takeaway from this Rav Shlomo piece is to... the next time we interact with someone, to really have open up our eyes, to feel like they're a new person. We're not going to come with preconditions, our pre-understandings of them. We're going to really have our eyes wide open to see the magic and beauty within them. And I'll just share another thought on this same pasuk, Avram Holid Yitzchak. These are the chronicles, the offspring of Yitzchak, Avram. Gave birth to Yitzchak. This is an idea from the Sfas Emes, another Hasidic master, the Rebbe Migur, and I've seen it in many Sfarim, and it seems actually to be pshat. The idea is like this: what is the essence of Yitzchak? That Yitzchak is the son of Avram. That's why the Torah goes out of its way to repeat it, because the essence of Yitzchak is that he's the son of Avram, which means that he's a continuation of the journey of Avraham. And we see this in the Pshat. Yitzchak is the one who's mevatel his raton to Avram Avinu by the Akedah. He says, God and Avram, I trust you. I'm going to do what you say. I'm not going to come with my own thoughts. He digs the same wells that Avram digs over again. He does the same trick with Avimelech that Avram does. Seems like he's a little bit of a repeat. But what he's really doing is continuing in a deeper way the Chiddush of Avram Avinu. And in many ways in life, it's harder to be a little bit of a repeat than it is to do something new and fresh. And Avram Avinu is new and fresh. He brought new ideas to the world. Yaakov too, building the Jewish family, had new adventures and brought down Avram in a new way. But Yitzchak's avoda was to take Avram's avoda and deepen it and do it stronger and stronger and stronger. And that's harder, but that's so important. In other words, yeah, of course, we all want to have beautiful, amazing tefillot sometimes, Kabbalat Shabbat, personal prayers. But it's also important to just do the repeat, Shmona Esrei, to deepen it, to say it with all our heart, even if yesterday we said it, and to do it the same words, but differently and deeper. And, you know, a lot of times we want to make whole new traditions and whole new ideas, but it's so important to be rooted in the traditions of our forefathers, and to do them, but do them much deeper. And that's what allows us to go forth into the Yaakov of taking the spirit of Avram and bringing it out in a new light. In other words, I think we need that 18 brachas of Shmona Esrei first in order to get to the Elokeinu Torah of the personal prayer. And we need the structure to do it deeper to get to that new spontaneous part of life. We need the structure in life in order to allow us to then break the structure. Or, you know, in the modern sense, I think, like, we need the Rav Shlomo, and we need the Rav Shlomo Chassidim to, like, take the same Kabbalat Shabbat songs and sing it over and over every week and teach his Torahs. And then we need the Yaakov Avinus who are going to go take the spirit of Shlomo and do it in a new way. You know, do a new song, a new spirit, but the same idea of Rav Shlomo. So apply it to whatever way that works for you. But we should be zaycha to continue in the steps of our forefathers, and at the same time know when we need to take the spirit of our forefathers and then bring it to the new generation. So if you enjoyed this little podcast of Shlomo on the Parsha, please let me know. If you have any comments, thoughts, let me know. Email me, send me a WhatsApp, and we will be continuing to spread the beautiful Torahs of Shlomo on the Parsha as often as we can. Have a beautiful day. It's almost Shabbos. Good Shabbos.